There are 7 billion people in this world. That's countless stories and different perspectives and experiences. Huen Tran Fung is an immigrant from the Philippines who moved to Seattle when she was 6. She thought she knew it all when her class discussed social issues, but an argument with her dad last summer proved her wrong. Radioactive's Huen Tran Fung has the full story.
Before I went on this eye-opening journey, I was like any other teenager who thought they knew everything. Sometimes, we just don't realize how much our environment shapes our beliefs. I saw myself as an independent girl who didn't follow the norms or belong to any cliques at school, so I felt like I was different from everyone else. But when it came to social justice issues, I believed almost the same things as everyone else. Last summer in a college prep class, my teacher told us to go online and share any kind of article about the shooting of Alton Sterling in Louisiana. It was to raise awareness about police brutality because we were working on a spoken word poem. So that's exactly what I did. But here was my mistake. Anytime a tragic event happened, like Sterling shooting or the Orlando shooting, the first place I would find out about it was on Facebook. I thought BuzzFeed, Upworthy, and the Huffington Post were all credible sources. Fox News was the only one that was not. I thought any post on Facebook was good enough. I was wrong. That day, I went home and told my dad about this shooting. My dad replied with, "No cop would just suddenly shoot someone. There has to be a reason for someone to do that." I got mad at him for saying something so ridiculous. They were obviously racist. How could he not see that? I told him he didn't know anything about America's history with racism and oppression. I wanted to prove him wrong, so I decided to look it up on Google myself. After this, I began to question the credibility of my sources. I always based my opinions off of social justice lessons in class with no real-life evidence to back it up, while my dad's opinion was based on his own experiences in Vietnam, the Philippines, and now here in America. In Vietnam, it's different. We can't argue and speak up. We have to listen to what others say. In the Philippines, it's free, but you need money. Then you can say whatever you want. Over here in America, anything you say is set in place, lawful, documented. Everything has law involved. It's not just whatever. I was boiling with anger, shocked at how a person would think America is always fair and equal. But I reconsidered his experiences. Was I the one misinformed? Currently, I am more confused than ever. Who is telling the truth? The meaning of liberal and conservative is not definite. It's important to know the facts first and then respond to them rather than overreacting. Take everything with a grain of salt. It's easy for anyone to color a story with their own fears, bias, and even peer pressure. For Radioactive, I'm Huen Tran Fung.